Greetings you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is our joy and privilege that we are with you today, and we bring the greetings from Beth Hill Brethren Assembly, New Delhi. Thank you, Stanley, and I am privileged because son introducing father here. My wife and myself, we have come to spend time with sons Stanley and then Sankey at California. And it is good that we are here with you. I have many who are known to me and related to me. I don't want to take many names. Only one name, the oldest appachan in our family, is here, and the wider family, and we are happy that he is here, and all the dear ones. You know, since many years we have been, Brother Alexander Kurian came in 1980 in Delhi, and we traveled together to Agra, and many others are here. Benny Chan is here, and I do not want to take all the names, and it is like home for me because of your presence, you know, all those who are known to us. Yesterday, we could join in the retreat also. And as I heard and understand that this assembly is a model assembly like Antioch Assembly, Antioch Church, role model for many things, for evangelism, missionary work, and in the structure and everything. So we praise God for this assembly where Stanley also could join. And it is our joy that he is here. And I don't want to, you know, elaborate my testimony because of time. But it was in my teenage, the Lord called me. And then after 7 years of learning the word and the practical training and learning the language, we moved to West Delhi. After my marriage, Amakuti and myself moved to West Delhi and started assembly-oriented ministry. It was in 1980, September 14th, the first gathering there started. And now the Lord, you know, made the assembly to grow, and many have been blessed, and many are in the different parts of the world, and we have the assembly there, more than 70 breaking the bread, and all the activities are going on in New Delhi. The Lord has been so good and faithful in the ministry, not only there in north, many places I could travel and do mission trips, and also to teach the word in two institutions, and the Lord was so good in our lives. So if the time permits, I will, you know, elaborate coming days a little bit. And today, for our meditation, let us turn to Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah, and we will read chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Then I said to them, "You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem, and we may no longer be a reproach." And I told them of the hand of God, my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, "Let us rise up and build." Then they set their hands to this good works. Then they set their hands to this good work. Nehemiah is a role model for us. In the Bible, there are many role models in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. The greatest role model is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. At the same time, as human beings, we are on earth working for him. There are many people in the whole Bible. We can adopt their attitude, their habits, and their good things in their lives. So Nehemiah is a wonderful person. On him we can ponder upon and get very many good things. Whenever children of Israel did sin in the sight of God, God sent them to captivity. Then they pray and cry, and then again the Lord brings them back. So there were so many times it happened. This time, now they were in captivity, and even Nehemiah was in captivity. He was safe and secure in the palace, in the citadel, and he had a good job there. But then, sitting in that far country, thinking of Jerusalem, a temple and worship and the word of God, and his heart was melted, and it changed him to pray, fast and pray, and then he came forward to build the Jerusalem and the wall and the gates. So in him there are so many good qualities. So he is a right role model for us. And let us think of him. When we think of him, we may think of ourselves. You know, many a times there is a chance thinking of our negative things, because of we are human, we live in this world, Satan is at work, and we live in this flesh. But at the same time, we can think of positive things and the great thing the Lord has done in our lives. So our life is changed already, but then again and again we should look into ourselves, and then we may be vessels, sanctified vessels, to do the will of God. So let us be in the center of God's will, so that we may be effective in our activities, in our life and ministry. Our life and ministry proves who we are. So we are in a building. We have read this two verses in that portion. The building, the word building comes. Rebuilding, in a way we can say it is rebuilding, because already Jerusalem and gates were, it was already built, but it was now in a distressed situation, and the destruction came, and now they have to rebuild. For that, this man, Nehemiah, is a leader. Yesterday we had on leadership classes, and pondering upon the subject of leadership. Nehemiah is a very good leader, and whom we can see very many good things. So here, one main thing is this, that building is possible, rebuilding is possible, restoration is possible, reinstate stage is possible in worship, in reading the word, and many other things. So some people think, you know, once in some matters fallen and it's finished. No, restoration is still possible. So we should have a positive heart, so that we can go ahead, forward and onward. Nehemiah was such a person. See, you are a unique person, created for a unique purpose. Some people think, I am nothing, you know, I just want to be a member of any assembly like that. But you must think that you are a unique person, created for a unique purpose, in which no one else can take your place. You are unique in the sight of God. When the Lord has called you out, the Lord wanted to use you. So you must think always, I am a special person for the Lord. The Lord is not looking at your ability, but availability. We should be available in the presence of the Lord to do his will and to do his work. Remember, some talented people are useless because they are not surrendered in the presence of the Lord. They are not surrendered. Some talented people are there, but they cannot be useful in the hands of the Lord because they are not surrendered. But those who are surrendered, people God uses are people who are surrendered to God, regardless of their limitations. We may have very many limitations. You know, leaders like Moses and others, they had limitations. Jeremiah said, I am a boy, you know, like that. Moses also said, I cannot speak. So limitations were there, but God used them in a mighty way. So it is essential for us to be a surrendered life. Nehemiah had a surrendered life. Thinking of Jerusalem, thinking of worship, thinking of the God's word, and all those things, he surrendered his life to do the work of him who has given that desire. Let us think of him and have some of the points on Nehemiah. When we think a man is important because man is important, not the message or the material, the methods or all those things. All are important, but the man is more important than the message and the ministry and the material and the methods. You know, I teach evangelism in North India Bible Institute. I made the subject into four division: the man, message, ministry, and methods. So in that, I teach the students that it's not the ministry, the message, and the methods are great, but you are great. You need to be surrendered. You need to be molded in the hands of the Lord. God wants to use you in a special way. Your life, your ministry, that is important. So let us, as persons, come into the presence of the Lord, examine ourselves, and be molded for his name's sake. Nehemiah, a person who is a role model. Number one, I want to mention he was a man of vision. He had good vision. He was a man of vision. Proverbs 29:18, we read, where there is no vision, people perish. Where there is no vision, people perish. You know, the vision, when I say, it's not, you know, in the midnight, seeing some light and, you know, things like that. It's not that. But it is from the Lord in the inner recesses of our heart. It comes by the Holy Spirit. It is enlightened and the desire to fulfill the will of God. So we should have a vision. All the men of God of the Old Testament and the New Testament, they had a vision. Then only they could work for the glory of God. If there is no vision, the people perish. Sitting in a far country, Nehemiah, he was safe and secure in that palace. There was no need for him personally to get into this work. But then it is the vision of the Nehemiah to come out of the palace. And even the king was positive for this work. So when we have the desire, everything may come to pass, and the Lord enables us to go forward. Then we think of Nehemiah. He was a man of prayer. We read in chapter 1, and in the beginning of the chapter 1, we read, he fasted and prayed. He was a man of prayer. It's very essential for a believer to pray. Personal prayer, family prayer, and then in the church, you know, all our assemblies, the problem is, you know, prayer meetings are very, very meager, very little. numbers. You know, very few come for prayer meetings. But prayer is needed for an assembly, for a family, for a person, because through the prayer only we can have all the spiritual upbringing and the growth. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, when he was on earth, he was a model for praying to the Father, to do the will of the Father. He prayed. He prayed every day. So let us pray. And then a speciality for Nehemiah's prayer is that he identified with the people. He identified with the people. You know, when we pray, we are praying and we are mediating for the God's people. We are mediators and interceding. In that, we identify with the assembly. You know, not merely self-righteous people, but identifying with others. You know, we have done wrong. We have done sin. Like that, he prayed. When you just read chapter 1, identifying with all the members of our assembly and praying, all the believers, and then the Lord will pour the blessing upon the group even, not merely personally praying or in family, but in the church as a whole. We should be with the people, God's people, and pray. The Lord will definitely send blessings upon us. So to rebuild, to restore, to have a reinstated life, the Lord wants us to pray every now and then. And then when we go through this book, we understand this man, because he is having vision, prayerful life, and then he was a man of wisdom. He had all the wisdom. You know, Lord Jesus said, you should be sincere, innocent. At the same time, we should be wise also. Some people are very innocent and sincere. And Silas Angle always say, people do sincere mistakes. They are sincere, but does lot of mistakes. So we should be wise also. We should be sincere and innocent, at the same time wise. You know, there are many verses I can quote. One verse from 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. There it says about concerning the family to man. Peter says, you should be wise. You should have the wisdom to run a family. The man should have the wisdom. Otherwise, there will be problems. The man with the knowledge, understanding, God gives us. If it is lacking, James says, you pray. You will get it. Heavenly wisdom we can have every day in our lives, so that personally, family-wise, and the assembly, let us exercise the wisdom of God so that everything may go smoothly. It is good to be like dove. At the same time, we should have the wisdom also. May the Lord help us not doing mistakes and sin every time, but going in right path, in the right way. Then when we think of Nehemiah, a role model, he's a man of action. He's a man of action. Doing everything properly in time. In time. Not merely the theory, not merely the bookish knowledge, but man of action. Noah, where there was no much revelation, you know, some little revelation he had from God, but he was a preacher as well as he was a practical man who doing action. You know, spend a lot of materials and maybe might be money, or you know, making a huge ark. Man of action, not merely telling or preaching, but both the thing, practically doing something. So we should, you know, act. All the men of God in the Old Testament, Abraham, when he was called, he took the step and then gone. And whenever God tells you to do something, do it. We may not see all the steps at once. He will show one step and then next step like that. May the Lord help us to go forward, not standing in the midst, but we should have the action, doing things for the name of the Lord. And then Nehemiah, he was a man of burden. He had real burden. Sitting at the palace, but having burden. It reflected in his face. King asked, what happened? Because he was fasting and praying, and it reflected in his face. You know, sometimes we are sad because of very many things going on, but then the Lord makes the way. Even the king was favorable to him. We should have the burden. You know, people are dying in the world. You know, Socrates used to take the candlestick and go through his city, teaching the people that people are in darkness. You know, think of this country or our country in India. Very minority are in the fold of the Lord. Large majority is in darkness. So we should have the burden for the souls. I understand this assembly has the burden. That's why missionaries have gone, and you are praying for them. So such kind of assemblies are needed today. The need of the hour is that. But many assemblies do not. The so-called older assemblies may not having that burden of missionary work. But we should have the burden like Nehemiah. Go to the far country and evangelizing. Then when we go through this book, we understand this role model, Nehemiah. He is a man of book. Man of book. Book, when we say book, there was scrolls only on those days. The word of God. When we go through chapter 8 and chapter 9, there the importance of the law, the importance of the word he is giving. Ezra, the scribe, stood in a podium, and then he was reading, and people heard the word, and even they cried because hearing the word. So many years it was hidden somewhere, but then now brought and read, and the effect came. They had a contrite spirit, and they were broken in their heart, and they wept, and they changed, they confessed, and there was dedication, there was surrender, and then the worship takes place there. May the Lord help us to know the word more and more. The Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit, one who helped to write down the word, the same one, the person is with us to make us understand the word. We should be people of book, people of Bible. Let us come back to the principles, the real principles of the word of God, and then practice it. May the Lord help us. Here, this man, when we say he is a role model, he gave importance to the word of God. And then, when we come to the chapter 12, there we see he was a man of dedication and worship. Dedication and worship. If the Lord's coming tarries, we will look into details of restoration, repairing and all in the days to come. But this person is here. He is a model for us. Let us have these qualities of him. When we have all the above things, then ultimately the full dedication and worship will take place. That's why we give so much importance to the worship. The first day of the week, people come together and exalt the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, glorify the Father. That's what we are doing every Sunday. We are not tired of having worship meetings, because God wants that the children of God should be doing the same. So Nehemiah is a role model for that. So we have seen seven things about Nehemiah, a man who had a vision, man of vision, and then he was a man of prayer, praying, and then he had enough wisdom, heavenly wisdom, heavenly wisdom. Every leader, all the leaders should have the heavenly wisdom, and all the children of God needs wisdom to live, because crooked and perverse generation around us, very typical generation. It is like Noah's time. It is not like how it was 20 years back. It is so much advanced. People say advanced, but then difficulties are more. So we need heavenly wisdom. Nehemiah had that. And then he had a sharp mind, because he had a heavenly wisdom. And then he was a man of action, going forward and onward. None could stop him. Oppositions were there, oppositions from in and out, but none could stop him going ahead with the work, restoration and repairing. And he was a man of burden. Let us have the burden, not only for outside, even inside matters. For everything we should have the zeal, so that God's name may be glorified, and man of word of God. And finally, a man who has dedicated everything to the Lord, and whole worship went to heaven, and God's name glorified. In the days to come, may the Lord help us to be like Nehemiah, a role model for us. Let us have his mind, his heart, and his attitude. Adopt those things from the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah means comfort of Jehovah, comfort of Jehovah. Now, when we look into Nehemiah's life, meaningfully, we can say comfort of Jehovah. Looking in our hearts and life, the Lord may say comfort of Jehovah. Lord's comfort. We are here. Lord Jesus Christ is the comfort of all. But when look at the believer, we are also here to reflect that comfort. May the Lord help us. Thank you very much.